coming to a ditch. Hey, take it easy, Fred. You almost lost me that time. Oh, no. You're supposed to be behind me. Hey, Fred, wait for me.
Grab him.
Sit still, will you, Barn? It's hard enough skiing as it is. Oh, my gosh, we're coming to a cliff. So long, Barney. It was nice knowing you.
Stop!
He toils from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done.
Oh, that feels good. Wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, Wilma!
I'm in the kitchen, Betty.
It never fails. Interruptions, interruptions. Phooey.
Are you very busy?
Oh, no, just the usual. Cleaning, scrubbing, cooking.
Well, wait till you hear what I read in the newspaper about you.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. The nation's housewives have voted me the girl with the reddest dishpan hands, right?
Oh,
I'm serious, Wilma. It says right here, you are going to have a dramatic adventure.
It does? Me? Wilma Flintstone?
It does. You, Capricorn. Right here under your daily horoscope.
Oh, honestly, Betty, you know I don't believe in that stuff. What does it say?
It says, a dramatic adventure is in store for you and your partner.
I'm gonna have a dramatic adventure if Dino's timing is off.
That means you and Fred.
Oh, Fred and I are partners, all right. 50-50. He has 50% of the fun, and I have 50% of the work.
My, somebody's grouchy today.
Oh, it's my annual case of housewives rut. Don't stand too close, honey. It might be catching.
Cheer up, Wilma. According to your horoscope, something exciting's going to happen.
I wish I could believe it. Wilma's work farm. I mean, hello. Oh, hi, Sally. It's Sally Rockhead.
Mm.
Joe just got back from the lodge meeting and told you what?
What?
They voted what?
What?
Fred and Barney are what?
What, Wilma? What?
Oh, boy. Thanks, Sally. Bye.
Yippee! Oh, will you please tell me what's going on?
Now, hear this. Bulletin from the Royal Order of Water Buffaloes. State convention next weekend to be held at the Stone Mountain Ski Resort.
Wow! That fabulous, expensive place where all the movie stars go?
None other. And the bedrock delegates to this all-expense-paid convention are Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble.
Oh, talk about dramatic adventure. A whole weekend at Stone Mountain.
Hooray! No housework, no dishes, just fun, fun, fun! Say, what are we gonna wear, Betty?
Gee, I don't know. I haven't got a warm Stone Mountain type outfit to my name.
That place is so fancy, you have to change clothes to buy a newspaper in the lobby.
Mrs. Flintstone, would you say a fast trip to the Bedrock Skate and Ski Shop was in order?
Mrs. Rubble, can we afford it?
Da-da-da-da-da-da! Charge it!
Boy, Fred, I don't know how we're going to explain it.
What's to explain? We simply tell the girls we have to go to a lodge convention and they can't go.
And then they cry and carry on. I can't face it.
What are you, a man or a mouse?
Got any cheese?
Now, listen, Barney. You gotta lay down the law in your house. No scenes.
No scenes.
No arguments.
No arguments.
We simply tell them the truth. There wasn't enough money in the treasury to pay for the wives, so wives can't go.
Wives can't go.
So be firm when you get home. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. And when I get home, I'm gonna get it.
Wilma!
Just a minute, Fred.
Wilma, come out here. I have something to tell you.
Ready or not, here I come. Hi, Fred. Like it?
Why, what's that for?
For skiing, Fred. Sally Rockhead told me about the convention.
Oh, she did, eh? Well, there's something she didn't know about.
Oh, golly, I'm so excited.
Yeah, but you see, Wilma...
This is my swimming outfit. Do you like it?
Oh, it's okay, but...
Oh, Fred, you're an angel. You'll just love the lounging outfit I got.
Wilma, stop the fashion show. You're not going with me.
What did you say?
You better sit down while I explain, Wilma. You see, this is a business trip. Strictly business. There simply wasn't enough money in the treasury to pay for wives, and the fellas voted that wives stay home.
I see.
You won't miss a thing, Wilma. It'll just be a lot of dull meetings. You'd be bored to death.
All right, Fred.
Well, aren't you going to argue with me?
No, Fred. If you say I'd be bored, that glamorous, beautiful, exciting ski resort, I'd be bored.
Wilma, I'll make it up to you. Look, you can keep all the stuff you bought, and we'll go another time. And I give you my word of honor, I'll have a terrible time without you.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, girls.
I gotta hand it to you, Fred. You really know how to handle women.
Like I told you, Barney, there can be only one boss in each family.
I know, and talking Oz into letting us go this weekend was not easy.
Talk nothing. When I tell my wife she can't go with me, she doesn't argue. She stays home.
Well, we'll just have to make the best of it. We can have lots of fun here at home.
Yeah, we can go to the movies. Watch TV. I'll get us a bite to eat.
I hope the fellas appreciate what good sports they married. Some women wouldn't let their husbands go off alone.
Not us. We're not like those typical, suspicious, insecure wives.
Let's face it. We're dolls.
And now for the news. Theft of the Van Rocklin Rock, one of the world's largest diamond rings, has just been reported by Mrs. Van Rocklin, currently vacationing at her chalet in the Stone Mountains.
Oh, I forgot the mustard for our snack.
Prime suspects in the case are the maid and butler. And now, more news from the famous Stone Mountain Ski Resort. A beauty contest.
Wilma! Wilma!
For heaven's sake, Betty, what's wrong?
Look, a beauty contest at Stone Mountain.
These young ladies are contestants for the Miss Winter Carnival title, which will be awarded this weekend.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Maybe the fellas didn't know anything about a beauty contest this weekend.
Pretty, aren't they?
And so young.
Maybe we better get up there.
And fast. But what'll we use for money?
How about your household emergency fund?
At our house, every day is an emergency when it comes to money. But I'll check my piggy bank anyway.
I know what you mean.
Mine still rattles, Wilma. Do you have a hammer?
Right. Well, here goes nothing.
Oh, gee, Wilma, I'd just die if the fellas ever found out we were going up to check on them.
Oh, they mustn't find out. We'll have to wear disguises and everything. Now, let's see. Housewives of the nation, arise and be beautiful. Well, how do I look, Betty?
Absolutely divine. Oh, gee, Wilma, this is going to be fun.
How much further do we have to drive?
The Stone Mountain Lodge is just around the next curve.
Mrs. Van Rocklin's maid and butler, prime suspects in today's diamond robbery, are thought to still be in the Stone Mountain area.
Things are getting a bit warm, aren't they?
Stick to the stealing, Sam. I'll do the thinking. You're sure Lefty's got the fence set up?
No, quite. He should be in the lobby as we get there.
We gotta dump this rock fast.
Who'd ever think a piece of ice could be so hot? It should bring quite a price.
Now let's go over the plan, Sam.
Righto. We go into the Stone Mountain Lodge, mingle with the crowds, and look for a short, blonde gentleman posing as a delegate to some convention or other.
Gotcha. And the password?
It's slalom, which indicates the coast is clear to slip him the diamond, leave our car, and make our escape on skis.
Yeah,
A short, blonde guy, and the password is slalom.
Gee, Wilma, say something so I'll know it's really you.
It's me, Betty. And you. I'd never recognize you with that red hair and those false eyelashes.
Just so the fellas don't. After all, they never actually told us to stay home, did they?
Right. All they said was we couldn't go with them.
And we're not. We're going alone.
Sneaks, aren't we?
Some layout, huh, Fred? You think we'll have time for some skiing before the first meeting?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what's the matter, Fred?
Oh, let's face it, Barney. We shouldn't have made the girls stay home, business or not.
Well, why don't we call home and ask them to join us?
What? You mean change our minds, back down, and give in?
I kind of miss them.
Yeah, me too. Why don't you call them?
Right, Fred. Scooby dooby doo doo, scooby dee doo, scooby doo doo, doo 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 doo.
There he is. That's got to be the guy.
Fits the description perfectly. Follow him. Remember the password?
Slalom. Slalom.
Oh, Gesundheit.
Well, of all the nerve, that woman is trying to talk to my Barney.
I said slalom.
Oh, you did. How are you? Nice day out, isn't it?
Well?
No answer. They must have gone to a movie. Say, Fred.
Yeah?
What does slalom mean?
Why?
Well, some lady keeps on coming up to me and she keeps saying slalom.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Barney. Can't you figure anything out for yourself? That's the way they say hello up here. Just answer back the same way. Come on, let's go skiing.
Boy, I can't wait to get on those skis.
Yeah, it's got to be a first time for everything.
There he goes. Who's the chap he's with?
Some big guy from the east. Shorty's playing it cool until he gets outside.
Righto. Let's keep them in sight.
The fellas are going outside. Let's follow them.
Okay.
Just a minute, please.
Yeah?
You forgot your tags.
Tags?
Can't be in the beauty contest without them.
Beauty contest?
Oh, but we're not...
Come, girls. We don't have all day, you know. We have a lot of pictures to take before the judging.
But you don't understand.
I know. You're sorry, you're late. We'll forget it. Get into your suits.
Our suits?
Yes, your bathing suits. What were you planning on wearing in the beauty contest? Long underwear?
But we...
Judging starts in 10 minutes at the ice skating rink. Glamour girls, they're all alike.
Glamour girls? Us?
Maybe we should wear disguises all the time. Well, we follow the fellas or enter a beauty contest.
We can follow the fellas anytime.
But we may never be asked to enter a beauty contest again. Let's get our bathing suits on before we chicken out.
They're on the ski lift. Keep an eye on them.
Right, Sam.
People come here for fun and exercise. Oh, they have fun, all right. But look who gets the exercise.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Bon?
Would you say I was irresistibly fascinating?
Well, you might be to a doctor making a case study of lame brains.
Duck, here comes the cop.
Hey, no kidding, Fred. A lady down there keeps watching me.
What lady?
But that one. Hey, where did she go?
The only thing in sight is a police officer. Old irresistible you must have a touch of snow blindness.
Do you think that cop spotted us?
Nah, but we'll wait here until he's gone.
Gee, Betty, are you as cold as I am?
I don't know. I'm too numb to feel anything.
Ready, girls? Ready, girls? Say now, a blonde and a redhead, We need a brunette here for a stunning contrast. Oh, miss, would you please stand over here between the blonde and the redhead?
Oh, I'd love to, darling. It's so nice of you to ask. And if I should win, please tell the press that I am...
All right, now. Hold it. Ah, that's it. One, 2, 3. I don't think I got you all in that one. One more, please.
Let's stick together this time.
Right.
Ready now? 1, 2, 3.
Beauty contest, nothing. This is war.
Didn't get the blonde in that time. One more, please, girls. And oh, yes, girls. Hold up some snowballs, will you?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm way ahead of you. Sir, I think we'd make a better picture if I stood on the other side of her. How's this?
Say, that's just great. Now smile.
I'm always happy to cooperate.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wonderful, terrific action shot, girls. That was great. Hey, girls, where are you going? You'll miss the judging.
Thanks, but we've decided we're not the type to be beauty queens.
Yeah, we're more the type to be housework queens. It's more fun.
And easier. Come on, Red. Let's find the fellas.
Right.
Boy, that's quite a hill.
Yeah.
Hello, down there.
Hello, hello, hello. Up there.
Well, let's get started. You go first, Barney boy.
You go first, Fred. I don't know how to ski. I'll watch you.
I'll tell you what, Barney. Just so you won't get hurt, we'll take the ski lift now.
Coast is clear now.
They're still at the top.
You still have the rock, I trust.
Right here. Come on, let's get on the ski lift.
Righto.
Hey, look, Fred. There's that lady that was following me getting on the ski lift. I'm going to try to greet him.
Get ready. Here he comes.
Hey, lady. Slalom. Slalom.
And slalom to you, too.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Look, Fred. When she waved to me, her diamond fell off.
Wow, that looks valuable. We better take the next lift up and find her.
So far, so good.
Now for our getaway.
Hey, you, slalom.
Huh?
Come on, you guys. I seen your pictures and I know who you are. Give me the rock.
But we...
Listen, Louie told me the password. I said it. Now quit playing games.
You mean you are Chip Marble, the fence?
Oh, boy, this is a real live one. Come on, give me the rock. This place is crawling with cops.
Here comes one now. Let's duck behind that rock.
Well, we're up here again, but there's no one in sight except that policeman.
Well, she didn't go down a hill.
Well, you go ask the officer if he's seen her, and I'll keep a lookout from here.
Right.
That cop's gone. How could you be so dumb? You steal a ring worth $500,000 and give it to the wrong guy.
How did I know? We said slalom.
I don't care what he said, but one thing for sure, we gotta get rid of him.
Oh, right you are. He can identify us. Oh, messy, isn't it?
He won't be so hard to find. There he is now. That was the guy. After him.
Fred! Oh, Fred! Help! They're after me! Help!
Barney, what the...
The jewel crooks!
Barney, look what you've done!
Well, they gave me the ring by mistake. They are gonna rub us out?
Lucky they left the ski.
Yeah, follow those guys.
Watch it, Barney. There's a mountain coming at us. Whoa! Hang on, Barney, hang on!
This has developed into rather a sticky wicket, what?
Hey, grab onto that tree, Fred.
I'll try. No! I couldn't hang on, Barney!
Now where did they go?
Don't look now, but I think we've been outmaneuvered.
Hey, what are you following them for, Fred?
I'm not following them. We just happen to be going the same way.
This is ridiculous. How do we expect to catch them when they're chasing us?
Hang on! We're going to make a right turn!
They're gaining on us.
Hold on, we're coming to a ditch.
Hey, take it easy, Fred. You almost lost me that time. Oh, no. You're supposed to be behind me. Hey, Fred, wait for me.
Grab him.
sit still, will you, Vaughn? It's hard enough skiing as it is. Oh, my gosh, we're coming to a cliff. So long, Barney. It was nice knowing you.
Stop!
Good thinking, Barney boy.
Hey, fellas! I don't know how you did it, but congratulations. You guys are heroes.
Oh, it wasn't anything. I'm glad to be of service.
All right, all right. So you've got us. Now, how about getting us down from up here?
How did it happen?
They caught the crooks.
Hey, what's your names, fellas?
Look, it's Fred and Barney.
Fine, fine. Now hold up the diamond.
Yeah, sure thing.
How'd you guys get the diamond?
Well, I'll
handle this, Barney. I was strolling across the lobby, minding my own business, when I see this lady is following me. And I said to myself, Fred, I said, she looks suspicious. So while she's following me, I follow her. So that's the story, right, Barney?
Well, not exactly.
So that's all there is to it.
Imagine Barney and Fred heroes.
Oh, say, Mr. Flintstone, Mr. Rubble, I wonder if I could have a shot of you with Miss Winter Carnival.
Well, of all the nerve.
Quiet, Wilma, listen.
I'd rather not, if you don't mind. You see, Barney and me, well, we're happily married. You know how wives get about their husbands posing with beauty queens.
And besides, we ain't got beauty queens to pose with.
Oh, that little darling.
So, if that's all, we're checking out now.
We're going home.
Did you hear that?
We gotta get home before they do. Come on.
Gee, Wilma. You have to admit, we're pretty lucky.
I'll say. We had the most devoted husbands in the world. Say, Betty.
Yeah?
What did your horoscope say for this weekend?
Mine said, guard against exposure, drafts, and cold.
Good tight. I hope it isn't catching. Get your wig off quick, Betty. The boys are just pulling up.
Surprise, girls! We're home!
Why, it's Fred and Barney.
You're home early. How come?
Well, nothing much was happening up there.
How was the convention?
The same old dull routine. Anything happen while we were gone?
No. Same old dull routine.
Hey, you girls want to go to a movie tonight?
I don't think so, Barney. I seem to have caught a cold somewhere. How about you, Wilma?
I've caught one. Two. Why don't we just stay home and watch TV?
You mean you don't mind doing what we always do? The same old dull routine?
You know what, Fred? I've decided I like the same old dull routine.
Me too. As long as the same old husband goes with it.
Women.
Who can figure them? Hi, Wilma. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, not bad. I've just been reading about you in this morning's paper. How's my big hero?
Oh, you saw it, eh? Well, we really didn't do much. I was gonna tell you, Wilma.
Oh, don't be modest, Fred. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, dear. And now Barney and I got a surprise for you.
What's that?
We are going to take you girls away for a big weekend with the reward money.
You are?
We made reservations.
You did?
Right, at the Stone Mountain Ski Resort.
You did?
Oh, wait till you see it. You'll love it, Wilma. Snow all over the place.
I know.
And ice.
I know.
Cool mountain air.
It sounds like... It sounds like fun, Fred.
Oh, boy.